Good morning. 26th of September 2014. It's 7:29 a.m. on a Friday morning, and I'm waiting for Endomondo to interrupt. Let's see if he does. I turned off a couple notifications. I don't know if I solved the problem or not. Apparently I have. 18:15 on the first mile. And it still says it's recording. So yeah, okay. I turned off the audio notification. So I won't find out actually how fast I've gone. So it goes. So at least I'm pretty sure Endomondo isn't going to interrupt things. It's a good sign. Let's see if we can keep it from anything else interrupted. So, yesterday was one of those frustrating days. I was just getting my shoes on to head over to the library, and then I got a call from my daughter, had to go pick her up at school. By the time I got that all cleared away, it was almost lunchtime. Tedious. I've got a lot of things I need to accomplish. I'm going to try to accomplish some of them today. I've got to get the mirror replaced, side mirror on the car. Because it needs an inspection, it needs a safety inspection, emissions test more precisely, before I can re-register it by the end of October. This is almost the end of September, which means I need to get my butt in gear. It's chilly and I'm sweating. I put on my windbreaker this morning, and I zipped it up because it was cold. 52 this morning at the house. So it was a bit chippy. It was a bit chilly. Nippy. And so I zipped up my coat and then started hiking, and then built up heat inside the coat because it's a windbreaker, which is what it's supposed to do. And so my shirt is soaked. I'm trying to think of something interesting to talk about today. The last couple of days we've talked about social media and word of mouth. The major conversations yesterday were about how the writer's discussion group on Google Plus doesn't accept link drops, and they will push a link drop out. And usually that confuses people. They'll come back and say, why was this post deleted? Why am I being singled out in this way? And of course the answer is, you're not. Dozens of people every day try to do a link drop. And the large number of moderators, and the 20 plus thousand people, generally find them pretty quickly and remove them, generally without comment, which I find a bit problematic. Well, I understand it, because it's clearly a violation of community guidelines. And for people who don't read the guidelines, they're probably not going to read the comments. And in their defense, it's only a very rare few who actually come back and say, what? And one of the issues, of course, is that there are so many communities on Google Plus that allow it. The self-publishing and book promotion group who, in fact, requires it to be a link drop, which I find terribly amusing, given that their goal is to have people follow their links. They don't want anybody to discuss those links in the community because they just don't have time to have that kind of discussion. But it was an interesting conversation. I still don't think it really necessarily got it. We got a new guy coming in who's actually an old guy. He's been around for a while. But he's looking for a critique on his cover letter, his query letter. And the rationale he gave for why he's looking for an agent is clearly not actually grounded in any reality that I know. I left a couple comments from him this morning. The first was, okay, this is what you said, and I think this is not going to be as useful as you think it is. And I gave my reasons why. He's looking for an agent because he's overwhelmed by the publishing process. Which, really? How is this even possible? I will grant you that the publishing process itself has a certain learning curve. Probably take the average person half a day to figure out the basics. The problem, I think, is that he's playing with marketing. He's overwhelmed by the net. It's like, okay, well, how is an agent going to help you from being overwhelmed by the net? Unless you believe that an agent is going to somehow alleviate you of the responsibility of staying current in your field. Which I'm not really sure how that mental process goes. In large part because here, marching band. In large part because the agent is going to require you to do the same things you're doing for yourself, just for their benefit. Which always struck me as, that's kind of dumb, why would I do that? If I got to do it anyway, why don't I do it for my benefit, not yours? It's the same thing with publishing. If I'm going to do it anyway, why? if I'm gonna have to do most of the marketing, why don't I just do it for me and you can take a hike. But I do appreciate that there are other alternative perspectives. Monk post. Mine isn't the only one. And I respect that. But I also feel some obligation to point out to those who haven't quite had the same journey that I have some of the potholes that they're likely to run into on the road. I wonder what happened to the marching band. Greeley West is just on the other side of the park here, so their morning practices and their evening practice in the season are readily audible at my house, particularly when it's a calm morning. Look at this today. It's quite lovely. It is fall. It is autumn. We've had the autumnal equinox earlier in the week. And it's clearly getting sunrise later. It's kind of a pain. Having a sun directly in my eyes, taking the kid to school in the morning, because most of the drive to school is due east, and this time of year, due east means straight into the sun. Another couple of weeks, and the sun will be rising further to the south, so it won't be quite so obnoxious. There'll be some protection from the trees, and it will be rising later, so I'll have that to look forward to. And then we'll do fall back. So 7 o'clock becomes 6 o'clock, and we go back to having the sunrise be in my eyes again. The other side of that is that it's still gonna be, from terms of an angle, quite a bit to the south by the time that happens. The end of October. Argus, do they move it out? Is it now in November? I forget. My computer will tell me. I suspect my phone will tell me. Street. Make the turn north here. There we go. It's Friday. A few hours I have to go pick up the kid, and then we'll have the weekend with a new set of challenges. Last weekend the older daughter went to Grand Junction. She went over to the other side of the mountains to visit the rocks with her geology class. And apparently had quite a lot of fun. She posted a bunch of pictures, which are really quite spectacular. It's really hard to take a bad picture out there because the landscape is so photogenic. Basically, aim and shoot, and you're likely to get something interesting. It's not to say you can't do better with a little composition and some attention to detail, but oh, it's awesome. Oh, they're gonna come do my lawn today. Shoot. They're gonna come do the aeration today, and I need to mark out the sprinkler heads. Oh, what a pain. I also need to call a different guy about the irrigation, because the guy we used last year doesn't do it anymore. Subscribe to that. Well, here I am at the back gate. The recording is still going. I have no idea what my time was. But tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.